Gary, it was bordering on a frustrating day with the rain, but you actually made big progress today.
Yeah, I thought we did well. Livy in particular there got us to a big commanding total, which puts us ahead of the game. And, I thought it was a decent declaration if we'd have got all the playing. But obviously, it wouldn't be a championship match this year without any rain.
He scored at 248. He became the 14th individual to carry his bat for Yorkshire. It was a fantastic knock.
Yeah, he came off and we told him that, and he didn't actually know what carrying his bat meant. and he actually said, "I'll tell you another stat." I said, "What's that, Livy?" And he said, "I wasn't involved in any of the wickets in the first innings when he was fielding." I went, "Oh, cheers for that, Livy." So he wasn't actually bothered about his batting. He was just bothered about the other stat. Didn't take a catch or a wicket or anything. So, fair play to the lad. He's had a tough time over the last year and a half. It hasn't quite gone for him. He's been in and out of the side, which is never easy. But, we stuck with him. We've got the faith in him. We knew his class and what he can deliver. And, when he plays like that, he's one of the best batters in the country.
We talked to him about a little bit when you commentated with me at Trent Bridge, and he played well there. And there's been signs, he's coming back in and playing more sensibly. And his shot selection, his temperament was much better in this game.
Yeah, I think sometimes when a young player goes through a bad patch early in their career, it's... when you're going through it, you think it's the end of the world. But, in the long scheme of things, it might be just what he needed. And you'd like to think from this knock now that the penny's dropped and he can deliver on a consistent basis for us.
Another Yorkshire player on loan, Steve Harmison. It's been a bit of a mixed bag from him in the games he's played, but he's always capable of producing that wicket like he did tonight.
Yeah, I think, obviously, I haven't played a lot of cricket over the last couple of years with his being injuries and left out and stuff, and it's been frustrating for him. But I just thought that last spell there, we're starting to see signs of the Steve Harmison that we all know, and if he can deliver like that on a regular basis for us, he'll be a real asset for us.
He's dangerous, isn't he? I mean, that ball that got the wicket tonight, he's always capable of doing that.
Look, he'll be the first one to hold his hands up and say he hadn't bowled as well as he could, but what he has done, he's still taking wickets, and we've got guys around him who can keep it tight, who can go at two and over and bowl maidens. For us, he's a strike ball. He's exactly what we need.
Going into tomorrow, Leicestershire 109 runs behind. They've got 8 wickets left. It's a case of being patient and just keeping the game plan going.
Yeah, it's a big first session for us. You're not going to blast people out on this wicket. It's very slow, low, very much a patience wicket, as you said. So, we'll have to build some dots and be patient and bowl tight lines and lengths in the morning.
Taking 24 points from this game, though, would be a massive boost for the season.
Yeah, it would. I just hope that the rain stays away and we can get a full day's cricket in, and I'm sure it'll be an entertaining one.